感谢神，我们在这个主日，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord, and this Sunday morning, let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and read the scripture in the Bible.
约翰福音14:23起。
John 14:23.
耶稣回答说：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同在。与他同住，对不起。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食，你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is our bread of life, and your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
愿圣灵光照带领我们，让我们能够明白圣经话语的意义。
May the Holy Spirit shine us and lead us to understand the Word of God.
也愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们能够遵行神的话语去行。
And may the Holy Spirit give us the strength and faith to live according to the Word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来看到我们刚才所读到的约翰福音14:23的经文。
And the verses we've just read from John 14:23.
主耶稣说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。”
Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word."
然后呢，接下来会怎样呢？接下来主耶稣又说我父，也就是天父上帝，也就会爱他。
Then the Lord Jesus said that my father, the heavenly father will love him.
然后这里说我们要到他那里去，这里我们就是耶稣说他和天父上帝都会到那个爱耶稣的人，遵行耶稣道的人那里去，与他同住。
And we will come to him. We refers to Jesus and Heavenly Father. He said, "We will come to those who love me and also keep my word."
所以这句话呢，仿佛给人有这样的一个感觉，好像人先爱耶稣，人先爱神，然后神就会来爱我们。
This verse seems to give people such an impression that.If we first love God, and then God will love us.
然后神就会与我们同住。
And then God will live with us.
那这样的理解是不对的。
Such a comprehension is not right.
我们再次强调一遍，圣经没有教导说是人先爱神，然后神才来爱人。圣经没有这样教导。
I have to say it again that the Bible doesn't teach us that we first love God and then God loves us.
圣经的教导是什么？圣经教导是，当我们还做罪人，还与神为敌的时候，神就已经先爱了我们。
The Bible teaches us that God first loved us while we were still sinners and while we were still his enemies.
那么在罗马书5:8，圣经这样说：唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Romans 5:8 says, But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以不仅是人没有爱神，不仅是人没有先爱神，而是人还是上帝的敌人的时候，人还是罪人的时候，上帝就先爱了我们。
It's not only that men do not love God first. It is while we were still sinners, while we were still his enemies, and God first loved us.
然后上帝对罪人的爱是在十字架上所显明出来。
And God's love toward the sinners were manifested on the cross.
那么在约翰一书9:10-19，圣经这样说，我给大家读一下大家看到圣经屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll read you the scriptures from the first John.
九节， 神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。所以圣经一致的教导我们是上帝先爱了我们，甚至是当我们还是上帝的仇敌，当我们还是罪人的时候，上帝就先爱了我们。
And the Bible consistently teaches that God first loved us. God loved us while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies to him.
那么这些蒙上帝所爱，蒙上帝所拯救，被耶稣的血所赎买回来的人，就以爱来回应上帝的爱。
So we who loved by God, we who purchased by the precious blood of Jesus and saved by him, will respond God's love with our love.
所以这就是耶稣说的，人若爱我就必遵守我的道。并不是说人要先爱神，神才爱人，并不是这样，而是当人用爱来回应上帝爱的时候，人会来遵行耶稣的道。
So that's what Jesus said, if you love me, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. It's not that we should first love God and God will love us. It is when we respond God's love with our love and we will keep his word.
当我们用爱来回应上帝对我们的爱的时候，我们会从心里，我们乐意遵行神的道。
And when we respond with love to God's love to us, and we are willing to keep His word,
然后神就越发的爱我们。
And God will love us more.
当然，我们用越发这个形容词是方便我们来理解。
And I use the word more to help us to understand God's love.
当然，上帝在人还是罪人的时候，上一定就已经爱了我们。
Of course, that while we were still sinners, and while we were still sinners, and God has loved us.
但是，当我们用爱来回应上帝的爱，我们来遵行，我们来乐意遵行神的道的时候，神的心就越发的喜悦。
But when we respond with love to God's love to us, and when we are willing to obey His word, the heart of God will rejoice.
然后神会与我们同住。
God will live with us.
所以当耶稣说这句话的时候，前面有一个大的前提，就是人若爱我。
So when Jesus speaks those words, there's a presupposition for these words that if anyone loves me.
如果一个人不爱耶稣，耶稣接下来说的这句话与这个人就一点关系都没有。
If a person doesn't love Jesus, then what Jesus said next will have nothing to do with this person.
如果一个人他不爱耶稣，虽然他读了很多圣经的经文，他甚至记忆了很多圣经的经文，但是耶稣接下来说的话跟他依然没有关系。
If someone doesn't love God, even though he may have read a lot of the Bible and even remembered a lot of verses from the Bible, then what Jesus said next will have nothing to do with him at all.
打个比方，就好像一个人哇，每天都在读圣经他可以记忆背诵很多圣经的经文，他每一个主日都到教会来听到。
For example, if someone reads the Bible every day and he has remembered a lot of verses in the Bible, and he also comes to attend the worship every Sunday.
但是事实上，在他心里，他对耶稣根本一点爱都没有，他没有在心里真正的爱耶稣。
But in his heart, he doesn't love the Lord Jesus at all. There's no love in his heart.
那这样的人也就不会真正的遵行主耶稣基督的道。
And such kind of people will not obey the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样的人当然也不会让神的心喜悦，那么神也不与这样的人同住。
And such people, of course, will not make God rejoice, and God will not dwell with him.
所以当我们思想耶稣基督讲这句话的时候，我们一定要知道这一切的前提就是我们能不能遵行神的道，我们能不能与神同行，与神同住，我们能不能成为最有福的人，上帝跟我们在一起，我们能不能这样呢？有一个前提就是我爱不爱耶稣。
So when Lord Jesus said those words, there is a prerequisite for all those words, whether you can obey his word, whether God will love him and will walk with him and abide with him, that is the presupposition should be the one who loves Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣在这里其实对每一个人提出了一个最重要的问题，就是你爱耶稣吗？你真的爱主耶稣吗？
So here the Lord Jesus raises this very important question to every one of us. Do you really love Lord Jesus?
所以我们看到耶稣讲这句话的时候，我们看到这四个字，人若爱我，我们就要停下来，我们赶紧停下来，没必要往后看了。
So when we read the verse and when we read if anyone loves me, we should stop here.
我们先来问自己，我爱耶稣吗？
And we should ask ourselves first, do we love Jesus?
如果我心里真的说，主啊，我爱你，你知道我爱你。
If we can say from bottom of heart, say, Lord, I love you, I do love you.
然后我们就往后看。
Then we can continue.
啊，我就遵行主的道，那神天父上帝和主耶稣就跟我同住。
Then I will keep the word of the Lord Jesus and our Father will live with us.
那么如果我看耶稣问人若爱我，我看到这里我一听要问自己，哎呀，我爱耶稣吗？
And when we read the words if anyone loves me and we ask ourselves do we really love Jesus?
如果我们对这个问题还在怀疑，哎呀，我真的爱耶稣吗？我能够真正的诚实的不欺骗神不欺骗自己说我爱耶稣，我能够讲这几个字出来吗？如果讲不出来，我就要好好的来到神的面前祷告，我省察我自己，愿圣灵来光照我自己。
And if we doubt answers to this question and if we do not cheat ourselves and do not cheat God and if we canNot see from our heart that I love Jesus, we should stop here and think about our heart toward Jesus. Do we love him?
那么当耶稣说人若爱我，其实这句话呢也可以更加深刻的来理解，就说耶稣在问人若真的爱我。
And if anyone loves me, the word from Jesus, if we understand it more deeply, we can say this way that do you really love me?
耶稣说人若真的爱我，那下面有一个考验就来了。
Jesus said if anyone really loves me then there comes a test.
那这考验是什么呢？你就会必遵行主的道。
The test will be that you will keep the word of the Lord.
今天我们去问很多人，他都会说，哎呀，我爱耶稣啊，我爱耶稣啊。
If you ask a lot of people today, and they will answer that I love Jesus, I love Jesus.
然后如果我们再追问，你真的爱耶稣吗？
If we continue to ask, do you really love Jesus?
很多人可能还是说，哎呀，我真的爱呀，我真的爱呀。
Many people may respond that, yeah, I really love Lord Jesus.
然后耶稣对这样的人就提出一个考验，那你有真的遵行耶稣讲的道吗？耶稣的教训，你真的在遵行吗？
And Jesus will give a test to such kind of people. Do you really keep my word?
你真的是爱神超过爱金钱吗？
Do you really love God than money?
你真的是做一个诚实的人，是就说是，不是就说不是吗？
Are you really an honest person and let yes be yes and no be no?
你真的是愿意舍己背起十字架来跟从耶稣吗？
Are you really willing to deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow Jesus?
你真的是愿意放下你自己去让神的心喜悦，还是你愿意神让你的心喜悦？
Are you willing to put down yourself and make God's heart rejoice, or you want God to make your heart rejoice?
真爱从来都是要经历考验的。
True love always needs to be tested.
耶稣在这里对那些口里说爱耶稣、爱耶稣的人提出了一个考验：你如果真的爱，那你会遵行耶稣的教训。
And Jesus here gives a test to those people who claim that they love Jesus. If you really love me, you will keep my word.
那么在耶稣的话面前，很多人都要省察自己：我真的爱耶稣吗？我真的遵行耶稣的道吗？
A lot of people need to examine their heart before Jesus' word. Do I really love Lord Jesus? Do I really keep his word?
我有一次哈，我有一次经历
，and I had an experience，
就是好几年前啊，正好是在一个圣诞节期间啊，我跟我的妻子就一起去买一台二手车。
Several years ago, during the Christmas time, and my wife and I went to shopping for a used car.
那这个二手车我在网上都已经看好了，然后我就去了，就直接找到那个 dealer。然后就我也都检查也都看了没问题。
And I looked for this car and found this car on internet and I found the car was good.
然后跟那个 dealer 就讲好价钱啊，6000块美元啊，然后哇、哦、握手成交。
And we negotiated with the dealer at the price of $6,000 and we shook our hands to make the deal.
然后呢，这个 dealer 就很高兴，他就回到他的办公室就写这个合同。然后写完合同，把合同递给我。
And the dealer was happy, and he went back to his office to write down the contract and hand it to me.
然后我拿着这个合同一看，我发现他把这个 dealer 把这个价格写错了。
When I got the contract and saw that the dealer wrote down the price wrong.
因为我们讲好的是6000块，结果他写下的是5000块。
We negotiated at the price of $6,000, but he wrote down $5,000.
我当时一看，我心里各种想法就冒出来了。
And when I saw that number and all kind of thinking thoughts in my heart.
哎呀，我说我是不是太傻了？是不是这个车真实的价值就是5000块？这个dealer不小心就写下来，因为圣诞节期间他也想早点收工嘛，就把真实的价值就写下来。我当时是这样想。
I thought that maybe it's stupid for me to offer that price of $6,000, and maybe the dealer just accidentally wrote down the true value of that car.
后来我说，哎呀，这怎么办呢？
I thought that what should I do?
我给我的妻子看，我没说，我让她点着看那个价格。
And I showed the price to my wife.
我后来我妻子马上就说，那你告诉人家，价格写错了呀。写回6000呢、啊，我们就付钱呢、啊。
Then my wife said to me, "Then yeah, you show him the and tell him that he put down the price wrong, and we'll change the price back to $6,000, and we'll pay the price."
你刚才跟人家都握手了耶。
You shook hands with him to make the deal.
那圣经说你做出了承诺，即便吃亏你也认呢、啊。
The Bible says you have made the promise even that if you have to suffer loss and you have to admit it.
啊，我说哎呀，对对对，后来我就给低了，我说你这个地方写错了啊，我们讲的是6000，你怎么写个5000呢？
And I agreed and I told the dealer that we negotiated the price at $6,000 but you wrote down $5,000.
然后那个低了说，哎呦，对不起对不起，错了，然后就改过来，然后我们就付钱就开车走。
And the dealer said, "Oh, yeah, I made a mistake, and they changed back to that price, and we paid the price, and we went back home."
然后我记得我临走的时候，我还给那个 dealer 就说，我说，哎呀，我说，哎，你可以给你的孩子啊买点圣诞礼物啦。
I remember that before we left, I said to the dealer, "And you can now buy some gifts for your children."
因为在我们这个谈价的过程中呢，这个 dealer 就说，哎呀，他有好多孩子啊，马上过圣诞节了，压力往大什么的。
And because during our negotiation, we talked about the dealer talked about it, and he had several children, a lot of children, and he had really quite a financial burden on him.
那这件事情好多年前啊，就是 就是那时候我来美国时间也不长，因为我不是也不是很有钱嘛，所以都去买二手车。
That happened many years ago when we first came to the United States. I was not very rich, so we bought a used car.
开车回去的时候心情还是有点复杂的。
I feel my feeling was kind of complicated when we drove back home.
这跟我这个个人的经历有一定关系。
There's something to do with my own experience.
我从小啊，都是一个很爱钱、很爱存钱的孩子。
And from my childhood, I'm a boy who loves money and loves to saving money.
啊，我并不是出生一个什么很贫穷的家庭，我不是这样哈。但是我小时候就是这样。
I was not born in a very poor family, but I grew up like that.
为什么会这样呢？因为在我大概三四岁的时候发生的一件事情给我印象太深了。
And I remember that when I was 3 or 4 years old, something happened that gave me a really good impression.
那个时候，在中国大陆嘛，我们那个时候就是夏天的晚上，就是我们家里人呐、啊，跟邻居啊、叔叔阿姨什么的，我们都到外面去乘凉，因为房间屋子里面很热嘛。
And you know, in mainland China at that time in the summer evening, and because it's very hot in the house, so we, our family and all the neighbors and we all went outside to enjoy the shade.
我这说起来都是四十多年前的事了，我那时候才有三四岁，所以那个时候没有什么人家里有空调啊、冷气这种东西。
So because I was only 3 or 4 years old, that's happened 40 years ago, and at that time there was no air conditioning in the house in mainland China.
后来我们都在一堆人都在外面乘凉，后来越来越晚了，后来我们都回家嘛，各自回家嘛。
When we were outside and it's getting late, and we went back to our own home.
那时候我只有三四岁啊，结果我一个人。咚咚咚咚咚！我又跑回去了，跑到陈良的位置去了。
And I was only 3 or 4 years old at that time, and suddenly I ran back to the places we were just at.
然后为什么跑回去呢？因为我想起来那有一个小板凳，所有的大人都忘记带回去了。我想起来了，我把那个小板凳抱着，把它抱回家了。
Because I suddenly remembered there was a small stool that was left at a place and all the adults forgot to take.
然后我就把它抱，那个是我们家的凳子啊。
And that's our, the small stool belongs to our family.
啊，后来我一回去啊，我的父母啊，包括那些叔叔阿姨们一看，哎呦，这个小孩子太棒了，这个小孩子。
And when I brought that small stool back, and all my family and my parents and all the aunts and uncles, when they saw me and they praised me, such a good boy.
好巴家呀，真是巴家的好孩子啊。
It really loves your family, loves your house.
这个巴家是我们当家乡的方言啊，就是这个人呐、啊，这真的是就是一心想着自己的家，哎呀，什么好处都往自己家里抓，就这样的人，巴家。
And think about this boy really loves his family.
那件事情给我印象太深，我这一说起来可能都是四十六年前的事情了。
I still clearly remember that incident, although it happened about almost 46 years ago.
所以那个哦，我把东西往家里抓，我把东西往我这里抓，哇、哦，我是好孩子耶，我是得表扬啊。
But because I took all things back home, and I was praised for that.
因为我很小就开始存钱、攒钱、爱钱，都到我这里来。
So from at an early age, I began to love money and save money. I want to take everything back home.
我觉得这样很好啊，就是说，我不敢说我很会占人家便宜，但是，哎，我不能吃亏，不能吃亏，不能吃亏。
I think it's good. I won't say I'm good at taking advantage of others, but I will not suffer loss.
后来感谢神，就是神拯救了我这个贪婪的罪人。
But thanks be to God, and He saved me who is greedy.
当我就是刚刚进入大学不多久啊，我就开始信靠主耶稣基督，那么我就开始读圣经了。
Now, long after I came to college and began to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and began to read the Bible.
然后我就知道，我的那种对金钱的观念，我的那种对这种世界的观念、价值的观念，跟耶稣的教导完全相反的。
And I learned that my value about the world, about the value and about the world is totally different, totally contrary from the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣教导的是不要积攒财宝在地上，积攒财宝在天上。
Lord Jesus taught us that do not store up treasures on earth, but store up treasures in heaven.
那我那个时候就是要积攒财宝在地上。
But at that time, I was trying hard to collect, to store up treasures on earth.
耶稣说，施比受更为有福。
Lord Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
那我那个时候就说，哎呀，你看我这take, 哎呀，我很厉害，我很棒，我总是收获，我不一点都不愿意给出去。
But at that time, I was trying to take, and I would not suffer any loss, and I think it's good.
那个时候我就知道，耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
At that time, when I read, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
然后我就给自己找各样的借口。我97年开始，我们家里就有基督徒的聚会。
And I began to find any excuses for me. And from the year of 1997, we have our gatherings of Christians at our home.
啊，我就给神祷告说：“哎呀，我奉献我的时间，我奉献我的房子，啊，我奉献我这个那个，哎，不要提钱嘛。”
And I prayed to God, Lord, I offered my time, I offered my house and this and that, but don't mention money.
但是我知道，耶稣不看这些。圣经说，人往银库奉献的时候，耶稣坐在那里看，看人往银库丢多少钱。
But Lord Jesus would not look at those things. The Bible said when people are making donations, making offerings in the offering box, and the Lord Jesus sits there and take a look at them.
我当时很痛恨我这个毛病，哎呀，把个钱看得太重了，我很痛恨，我也很烦，但是我做不到，做不到啊。
At that time, I really hated my shortcomings as being so loving money and greedy, but I couldn't conquer that.
就是那个时候，上帝给我很丰富的恩典，就是很丰富的恩典，但是我却活得像一个穷人。
Actually, God has really blessed me a lot, blessed me richly, but I lived like a poor man.
感谢神，结果圣灵一直在我心里做工，然后神也，将一个信心比我大的一个基督徒姊妹赐给我做妻子来帮助。
And praise the Lord, and the Holy Spirit has been working in my heart, and God has given me a sister, a Christian sister with greater faith than me, and she became my wife.
然后我们成为信心的同路人。
And we become fellow travelers in our faith.
然后最终，我这时候在看到这句经文，我就非常的平安，非常的喜乐。我说，哎，我爱耶稣，我遵行耶稣所说的道。
And when I read the verse again, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. I was at ease. My heart was at ease because I love Jesus and I will keep His word.
我现在回想，就是我当时就是花6000块钱买那个车，那个感受啊，其实我当时确实心里是有一点纠结，这一下子就多付1000块，而且我也没问题啊，合同上是他自己写下的5000块啊。
And when I recall the incident, I paid the price of 6,000 to buy that used car. I really struggled a lot because I had to pay $1,000 more because the dealer wrote down the wrong price by himself.
啊，但是这种纠结其实很短暂的啊，但是很快。心里经历一种极大的喜乐、自由和释放，我以前都很少有这样的经历。
But that struggle was really short, and very quickly I have enjoyed that great relax and freedom and rejoice and from the Lord.
哎呀，我 开那个车，我真的非常的喜乐，我觉得我自由了。我觉得这个车怎么这么好啊
？When I drove that car, I feel I was free, and I think the car was so good.
我觉得6000块钱太值了。
And this, $6,000 is worth its price.
我可以做到，我可以做到不再斤斤计较，我可以做到不再贪婪，不再吝啬，我可以做到。
I could make it. I could be a person that no longer is stingy or greedy, and I can make it.
这是我以前完全无法想象的事情。
That's something that I had never, I could never think about before.
一个从三四岁开始就抱定，哎呀，把东西往家里搬，把东西往家里搬，哎呀，得表扬，得表扬，这样成长出来的人，他有一天，他不再被这些东西捆绑了。
And a person who was trying to take everything back home since he was 3 or 4 years old, and he was complimented for that. And such a person could be like this today, and I'm no longer greedy.
那个时候我才真正的理解为什么人说，哎呀，你要做金钱的主人，不要做金钱的奴隶。
And I really understand the word that people say that do not be the slaves of money, be the master of your money.
什么是金钱的主人？其实我一直都不太理解。
What is the master of your money? And I didn't quite understand that before.
其实我们真正遵行耶稣所教导的，你不仅仅是金钱的主人，你可以成为你自己生命的主人。当然是耶稣掌管我的生命，但我顺服耶稣，我也就掌管我的生命。
And if you keep the word of the Lord Jesus, you will not only be the master of your money, you will be the master of your life. And of course, it's Lord Jesus who had master over your life.
其实耶稣说那些话，是就说是，不是就说不是，我早都知道了，但我做不到。
And actually, I've long ago know the words that Jesus taught, that let yes be yes and let no be no, but I just couldn't obey it.
圣经说，当你起誓或者当你做出承诺的时候，即便吃亏，你要守住。我早都知道，但我做不到。
The Bible says, when you make an oath or when you make a promise, even that you suffer a loss, you have to keep the promise, but I know, even though I know these words, but I couldn't obey it.
耶稣怎么谈论金钱？耶稣怎么谈论地上的财富？我早都知道，但是我很难去遵行。
I know what the Lord Jesus' teachings about money, about the wealth on the earth. I know that long before, but I just couldn't make it.
我以前对自己的看法就是这样悲观的。其实我也很痛苦，我也很纠结，但怎么办呢？我从小就这样长大的，这是怎么办呢？
I used to have a negative view about myself. I thought that I just grow up like that. What can I do?
但是就是那区区的6000块钱，让我极大的喜乐和释放了。我可以啊，我可以啊，我可以不再是那样的人，我可以真正的按耶稣所教导的那样去生活啊。
But that $6,000 made me free, and I greatly rejoice. And I could make it. I can live the life as the Lord Jesus teaches me to live.
然后我就在想，哎呦，我怎么可能做到呢？神加添我的力量，圣灵加添我的力量，不是我可以改变我自己，不是我可以战胜我自己，是神加添我的力量，我可以战胜我的老我。
And I was thinking, how could I make it? And it is not me. It is the Holy Spirit. It is the Lord Jesus himself who gives me the strength to help me to conquer my old self.
圣灵提醒我，光照我。当然，圣灵也借着我妻子提醒我。
And the Holy Spirit reminds me and shines on me. And of course, through my wife, the Holy Spirit reminded me.
啊，我们今天来思想耶稣基督说的这句话：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道；我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Today, when we think about the words that the Lord Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and I will come to him and make a home with him.
我今天这个信息有一个题目，叫做蒙福之路。
And my message today has a topic that the path of blessing.
与神同行，与神同住，是极大的祝福，极大的福气，极大的喜乐。
Walking with God and living with God is a great blessing and a great joy.
我们怎么样才能走上这条蒙福之路呢？我们爱耶稣，我们遵行他的道。
How can we walk on this path of blessing? We love Lord Jesus and we keep his word.
与神同行蒙福，到底蒙什么福？
Walking with God and you will be blessed, and what kind of blessings you will receive?
神与我们同住是我们的福气，那这个福气到底是什么呢？
God's dwelling with us is our blessing, but what is about this blessing?
神与我们同住，我们就一定可以升官发财吗？我们就一定可以，这个无病无灾吗
？If God lives with us, can we get promotions or get wealth from the earth, or can we just without any sickness or troubles?
神与我们同住，是不是我们就哇，永远是，一帆风顺，这个儿女什么都好，是不是一定就是这样？这就是祝福呢？这就是福气呢
？If God lives with us, will we just have a very smooth life and a happy family? Will that be a blessing that God gives us?
但是我们看圣经，那些蒙神喜悦、与神同行的人，他们在地上的日子好像也都不是这样啊。
But if we look at the Bible, those people who walk with God and pleased by God, it seems that their life is not like what we talked about just now.
主耶稣基督在世上的时候，主耶稣基督常常说他与天父上帝是同在一起的。
While Lord Jesus was on the earth, he always said that he is with God.
约翰福音八章十六节，因为不是我独自在这里，而有差我来的父与我同在。
John 8:16, for I'm not alone, but I'm with the Father who sent me.
约翰福音八章二十九节，那差我来的是与我同在。
John 8:29, he who sent me is with me.
然后约翰福音十六章三十二节，其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
John 16:32, yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me.
耶稣是一个天父上帝与他一直同在的人。
And the Heavenly Father has been with the Lord Jesus all the time.
耶稣是最喜乐，也是最蒙福的人。
And Jesus was the most joyful and most blessed person.
为什么这样说呢
？Why should we say this?
天父上帝与耶稣同在，那耶稣到底得到什么福气呢
？Heavenly Father.Is with the Lord Jesus, and what kind of blessings did the Lord Jesus receive?
耶稣是这个世界上唯一不犯罪的人。
Lord Jesus is the only one who did not sin.
耶稣是这个世界上唯一没有落在罪中的人。
Lord Jesus is the only one in the world that does not fall into sin.
耶稣是这个世界上唯一不是罪和死亡的奴隶，也是唯一真正自由的人。
The Lord Jesus is the only one with the true freedom, with is not a slave to sin and death.
这是最美的事情，这是最有福的事情，就是与神同行，我可以不再犯罪，我可以不再落到罪中，这是何等的福气，这是何等的喜乐。
And this is the most beautiful and the most blessed thing. And you walk with God, you will not sin, and you will not fall into sin. What a beautiful blessing!
我回想我自己，其实以前让我最痛苦的是什么？不是贫穷，不是这些其他的东西。
Think about myself. What used to make me sorrowful is not that I was poor or those.Kind of things.
最让我痛苦的是，我明明知道神的心意是什么，我明明知道什么是良善的，什么是美好的， 但是我却行不出来。
What troubles me most is that I surely know what the God's will, what God's teachings, and I could not perform it.
当我信靠主耶稣基督，当圣灵来到我的心里，圣灵住在我的心里，当耶稣与我同行的时候，我终于发现我可以做到了，我可以战胜我以前那个有罪的老我，我可以不再活在罪中了。
And when I believe in the Lord Jesus, when the Holy Spirit dwells me, and when the Lord Jesus walks with me, and I know that I could make it, and I could conquer and overcome the old self.
我才知道，这真正是一件蒙福喜乐的事情，不是我是否变得富有，不是我是否变得健康，我说身体的健康，而是我真的能够成为一个新造的人。
And I realized that this is the most joyful and blessed thing, not because I become wealthy or not because I become healthy, but because I become a new being.
啊，就是不是什么 physical 的那种 healthy 啊，灵魂还是很健康的。
What I refer to is not just physical healthy, but spiritually healthy. I was healthy.
所以我们今天来思想，为什么？这是一条蒙福的路，爱耶稣，遵行他的道，然后神与我们同住，这是一条蒙福的路。
And today we'll think about why loving Jesus and obey his word and walking with God is a path of blessing.
那这个福到底是什么？
What is this blessing?
我们要知道这个福，这个最大的喜乐到底是什么，我们要真知道真正让我们痛苦的是什么。真正让我们痛苦的不是贫穷，不是无知，是罪。
In order to know what the blessing is, we should know that what used to make us sorrowful or troubled, it is not that poverty or but our sins.
那与神同行的福是什么呢？就是我们可以不再活在罪中了。
What is the blessing of walking with God? Is that we no longer walk in sins, living in our sins.
以前靠我们自己是做不到的。
And by ourselves before, we cannot make it.
当我们爱耶稣，我们遵行他的道，神与我们同住，我们就可以做到，我们就可以不再活在罪中，不再活在罪的捆绑下面。
And when we love the Lord Jesus, and we keep his word, and when God leaves us, and we could make it, and we no longer live in sin, and we no longer live in the bondage of sin.
使徒保罗在他认罪悔改重生得救之前，他是一个罪孽深重的人。
Before Apostle Paul, before his conversion, he was a sinful man.
但是后来使徒保罗说，我今日成了何等的人，都是蒙神的恩才成的。
And later Paul said that by the grace of God, I am what I am.
使徒保罗深信他是与神同在、与神同住的人。
And Apostle Paul deeply believe that he works with God and he lives with God.
使徒保罗知道没有什么让他可以与神的爱隔绝。
And Apostle Paul knew that nothing could separate him from the love of Christ.
使徒保罗说，无论他经历怎样的环境，或高或低，或平顺或坎坷，他跟神不分离，神加添他的力量。
And Apostle Paul knew that what kind of circumstances he was at, whether high or low, or whether poor or rich, and he will gain the strength from the Lord.
为什么使徒保罗有这么大的信心？他就知道神与他同住呢？
Why did Apostle Paul have such great faith that he knew that God lives with him?
并不是说上帝给使徒保罗很多地上的财富啊、健康的身体都没有，但是上帝让使徒保罗经历了他的生命被改变。
It's not that God has provided Paul with the earthly riches or physically healthy bodies. It's God has let Paul experience the transformation of his life.
使徒保罗感叹他以前生命中最绝望、最痛苦的时刻是什么时刻
？And Apostle Paul was cries out the most. Sorrowful and saddest time and troublesome time in his life. What moment is that?
那么这是记载在罗马书七章的几处的圣经的经文。
And that was recorded in the scriptures in Romans chapter 7.
简单的说就是使徒保罗他说我以前最大的痛苦最大的绝望是什么就是我知道什么是良善但我行不出来
and in summary that what Paul said the most painful thing before is that I know the good I should do but I cannot do
他说我真是苦啊这是他生命中最大的苦
And he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, this is the most painful time."
然后接下来，使徒保罗说，当他连于基督，当圣灵住在他的心里，他就得释放了。
Then, Apostle Paul continued to say that when he was united to Christ, when the Holy Spirit dwells in him, and he was released.
他就可以脱离这个罪和死亡的律，也就是说。他就可以战胜罪，他不再就是罪的奴仆了。
And he was made free from the law of sin and death. He no longer is a slave of sin and death.
我们都知道现在是一个奥运会的时刻。
We know it is a time for the Winter Olympics.
每一个奥林匹克参加奥运会的运动员，他们最喜乐的时刻是什么时刻呢
？What's the most happiest moment and joyful moment for Olympic athletes?
就是他们如果他们站在领奖台他们拿到金牌那个时刻他们最开心了
and it's a moment when they stand on the podium and get the gold medal
哥林多前书九章二十四到二十七节我给大家读一下大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文
I read you the verses on the screen
哥林多前书九章二十四节岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑但得奖赏的只有一人你们也当这样跑好叫你们得着奖赏凡教力征战的诸事都有节制他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕所以我奔跑不像无定向的我们斗拳不像打空气的我是攻克己身叫身服我使徒保罗在这里做了一个比喻就所有基督徒的人生呐、啊都像参加奥运会的运动员一样，就是要拿奖赏，就是要拿金牌。
And Apostle Paul made a comparison here that all who believe in the Lord Jesus are like the athletes in the sports field, and they want to get the reward.
但是我们的对手是谁呢
？But who is our opponent?
我们对手其实只有一个。
Actually, we have only one opponent.
攻克己身
That is ourselves
我们自己有罪的老我
Our old sinful self
我们以前靠我们自己我们无法战胜就像使徒保罗的悲叹战胜不了我战胜不了我的老我我战胜不了我的罪性我战胜不了我太苦了
We couldn't overcome our sins and overcome our sinful natures by ourselves, just as Paul said.
但是现在我们可以。
But now we are able to.
我们爱耶稣，我们用爱来回应神对我们的爱。我们遵行耶稣的道，神就住在我们心里。
And we love the Lord Jesus, and we respond with love to God's love, and we keep His.Commandment, keep His word, and God will dwell in us.
圣灵住在我们的心里，圣灵光照我们，圣灵带领我们，圣灵加添我们的力量，我们可以战胜我们自己。
The Holy Spirit lives in us, dwells in us, and He gives us the strength, and so that we can overcome our old self.
我今天呢，其实，就是只是讲我自己的一个小小的经历，其实是很小的一件事情，没有什么值得。可提的在座的弟兄姊妹很多人的奉献远远不是什么几千块钱呢、啊、这种概念但是我想说的是哪怕在最小的事情上面我们就可以尝到最大的喜乐
And today I just talk about the small incident about my own experience I know it's not comparable with many brothers and sisters who have offered thousands of dollars butWhat I want to say is that from the smallest incident, and we can get the greatest joy.
我们以前 永远都是失败者，永远在罪面前，在死亡面前都是失败者。我们战胜不了自己的罪性，我们以前根本尝不到那种站到领奖台上拿金牌的那种喜乐，尝不到。
We used to be a loser, and we could not overcome any of our sins by ourselves, our old self, and we could not feel that joy of standing in the podium to get the gold medal.
但是我们现在，我们每一个人都可以。
But now, every one of us are able to.
我就觉得，虽然是一些很小的事情上面，我觉得我心里得到的喜乐，那比拿金牌的运动员可能喜乐更高，因为他那个金牌。过两天这谁记得呢？是不是
？And from the smallest incident, I could feel that great joy of an athlete standing on the podium to get the gold medal, and even greater than that joy because the gold medal of the athlete maybe after a few days and no one will remember them.
但是如果我们靠着与我们同在的神，靠着住在我们心中的圣灵加添我们的力量。我们战胜生命中每一个哪怕最小的诱惑试探，我们战胜它，我们就得到那真正的喜乐，那存到永远的喜乐。
With God who lives with us and with the Holy Spirit living in us, and even we just conquer the smallest temptations in our life, and we get the greatest joy.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
感谢你告诉我们，啊，有一条蒙福的路。
Thank you for giving us and telling us paths of blessing.
让我们用爱，用真实的爱来回应主耶稣基督在十字架上向我们彰显出来的爱。
And we could respond with true love to the love that Lord Jesus demonstrated on the cross.
让我们乐意遵行主耶稣基督的道。
And let us be willing to obey the word of God.
神，主耶稣就住在我们的心里，圣灵就来到我们的心里。
God and the Lord Jesus will.Live with us and dwells with us, and the Holy Spirit comes into our heart.
靠着加添我们力量，光照我们的圣灵，我们就可以战胜我们生命当中各样的罪，我们可以去战胜这个世界上各样的诱惑试探。
And by the Holy Spirit who shines on us and lives in us and gives us strength, and we can overcome all kinds of sins, all kinds of temptations in the world.
我们就真正是积攒财宝在天上，我们真正就得到那生命的冠冕。
And we can really store up treasures in heaven, and we can get the reward of life in heaven.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.